It's the radio segment that claims it just swam across the entire Atlantic Ocean. But only one part of his body's wet.
What?
Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other turd muffins just don't. His first laser stories out of California. The other day, around 6 a.m., a woman was using an ATM when she just happened to look into the window of her local bank and saw something rather odd.
Okay.
The bank was closed, but a pair of masked bandits were staring right back at her.
That is when you get your money and run.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
And when I say masked bandits, I don't mean real-life crooks.
Oh.
Instead, there were two young raccoons running around. Getting into all kinds of mischief.
God.
Authorities were called to remove the critters, but the raccoons didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Officials chased them around for 10 minutes while they climbed all over the teller windows and spilled hundreds of deposit slips everywhere.
Oh! You raccoons, clean this mess up right now.
Finally, they were able to shoot him out the front door, and afterwards, everyone was asking the same question. How in the world did they get inside a locked bank?
Yeah.
They're pretty good at getting into places, though.
Well, officials did a short investigation and noticed muddy paw prints on a tree outside the bank. So apparently, the raccoons climbed the tree to the roof and then somehow managed to crawl into the air ducts and fell through the ceiling tiles onto the floor of the bank.
They are like little robbers.
That
like,
should honestly be the next big heist movie. Yeah. Two raccoons.
A representative for the police says he believes there's a good chance when he left they didn't take any money from the vault.
Oh.
But you never know.
You never know.
They are masked bandits.
Yep.
I bet they took candy out of the little jar they always had.
All the dum-dums.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His next laser story is out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A 72-year-old named James Cousins recently parked in a lot next to the campus of LSU. And wouldn't you know it, someone called the cops when they saw him watching female students walk by.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Thank you. That's gross, dude.
While being intimate with himself.
I literally was this close to coming to his defense. I'm like, well, you're just looking at people.
No, he was touching himself.
So police were called to check it out. And when officers accused him of fondling, he claimed it was a huge misunderstanding.
Really? Just got his zipper stuck open.
I got ants in my pants.
Yeah.
And he said he was just listening to music and playing air drums.
And that was the stick, or is that the drum? Like, what?
The cops ran his plates and saw he'd been arrested for similar incidents dating all the way back to 1981, including several that happened in that same parking lot.
So if any dude tells you he's going to go play some air drums this weekend, don't trust him.
He's like, I'm just so good at it. I've been practicing for years, guys.
He's got the air guitar, air drum competitions coming up. Just let the guy practice.
Yeah.
In the end, James did admit that he was there to watch women.
All right, fine, I'll tell you.
But also said he has a heart condition that prevents him from enjoying himself.
Oh, okay, so he was there to watch him, but he didn't like it at all.
No.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, authorities arrested him again, and now he's facing obsessive charges.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This next laser story is out of San Francisco. A television crew from the show Inside Edition was at a Walgreens drugstore doing a story when something unbelievable happened in the background. For some reason, while they were filming, a man decided it would be the perfect time to steal something from the store.
Let's see. Cameras, check.
Yeah.
Reporter, check. Let's do this.
The cameraman films the guy walk in, watches him jump over the counter, take an inflatable air mattress.
Out of all things.
And then he leaves on an electric scooter.
What? I mean, those are expensive.
That's kind of cool,
and kind of good exit.
Yeah, that
has some style.
Yeah, let him get away with it.
The video's pretty amusing because the reporter's left speechless.
Uh-huh.
And employees called the police and alerted officers patrolling the area on foot, but no word on if the suspect was ever caught.
Yeah.
Oh!
And here's the ironic part of the news story. That Walgreens store will be one of at least half a dozen locations closing because of excessive shoplifting.
Oh, man.
So he was just joining the club.
Yeah, he knew.
He's like, no, this is the free Walgreens.
Yeah.
This is where you get all the free stuff from.
I saw the other guy get free stuff on the news.
It's not stealing.
This next laser story is out of Cuddles and Cuties and Babies. Oh, my.
Oh, yay.
I love it here, but I'm never invited.
BabyCenter.com just released its report on the most popular baby names of the year based on data from more than 500,000 parents.
Okay, what do we got? Where are we at?
Well, the names at the top are pretty much the same popular names that we've been seeing lately.
Yeah.
For the top 10 girls, it's Sophia, Olivia, Riley, Aria, Aaliyah, Amelia, and Mia.
I think you just read the roster for my kid's first grade class.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating.
The top 10 names for boys are Liam, Aiden, Elijah, Grayson, Lucas, Oliver, Caden, and Mateo.
That's your little nephew.
That's my nephew's name.
One other interesting result from this, the popularity of the name Karen went down 13%.
Only 13%. Does that mean people are still using that name?
No, it means her mom's name is Karen, and she's like, we are going to keep it trending. Yeah. We don't care how negative it is. You're going to be a Karen, and your daughter's going to be a Karen.
Or the baby popped out of the womb, like, in full complaining mode, like, this room's too bright. I'd like to speak to a manager.
They all pop out screaming.
They do.
So, you know.
Perfect
name. They're all Karen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a particularly bad year for Karens. Where was the name Pumper on the list?
Oh. How is it not a real
Nowhere to be found.
Wow.
But if anyone out there listening wants to name their baby after our turtle humping a shoe.
I'm sure there'll be some juniors soon.
Yeah, we'll have him autograph some baby shoes for you or something.
Aww. Cute. And the girls too. Pumper's a nice
Pumperina.
You can use it for anything.
Pumperina.
That means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.